calling the neighbors, calling the pets. It's time for the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Burnham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Mark Street, Burnham, making sure you look great in everything that they do. We're talking baseball tonight on the Sports Line. For the next 50 minutes, we'll be talking for the first half of the show, Burton Panther baseball, second half of the show, Burnham Cub baseball, all on the Burnham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band, and of course, in studio as always, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another evening of the Burnham Sportsline. And as always, Mookie excited because we are talking baseball tonight. Of course, the high school baseball playoffs got underway last week, and the Burnham Cubs and Burton Panthers, both winners in the opening round of the playoffs, and we'll have Burnham Cub head coach Lanny Williams and members of the Cubs, my guest in the second half of the program. First half of the program, we're talking Burton Panther baseball, and Coach Robbie Yanowski with us this evening. And Coach, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Great to have you here, and you brought some players. We'll talk to them here in a few minutes, but first, this is the time of season that you guys live for, the playoffs. This is the kind of the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Yes, sir. This is basically the time the kids really enjoy. You know, the regular season's fun, but once you get to the playoffs, it's a totally different atmosphere. And you know, for us coming from a smaller school, bigger venues, you know, places that we probably would never be able to play at, it kind of gives the kids a better experience of playing baseball, and they really enjoy it.
And what's been the key this year? What's been what's led to some of the Panthers' success so far this season?
Lately, just being really good pitching. We've had a few times where we've had clutch hits. We try not to strand base runners on the base path. Good pitching, good fielding, just everything that you need to do is what we've been doing lately, and it's getting better and better as the games go on.
And that's something that we've seen kind of develop over the past couple of years, is that high school baseball has gotten back to pitching and defense, winning championships, winning games, and moving teams along because, you know, they changed the bats. And so teams have had to go back to playing good, sound, fundamental baseball and not just sit back and wait for the three-run homer.
Right, right. With those new baseball bats, you know, the ball doesn't come off the bat near as hard. So, you know, you're having to play a different style of baseball. It comes down to small ball, bunting, moving runners over, and, you know, you're not having to score 10 runs to win a game. You might be able to win with three or four. So.
And one thing you mentioned defense, pitching, and we have noticed that the Panthers have won quite a few very close games. You guys have won the close games this year, huh?
Yeah, you know, we've been able to pull out a couple of victories with one-run games. It's nice to see, you know, because that kind of helps you towards the playoff. You know, just like our last game, down one, you know, at the end of the game and come back and win. It's nice to know that we still have a little fight in us and don't get too nervous about those one-run games.
And talk about early on in the season when the team was developing. What were some of the things that you saw from your team the early stages of the season that led you to believe this could be a pretty solid baseball team?
You know, all the kids are very well coached. I mean, they're coachable. You know, sometimes you have kids who don't listen to what you're trying to tell them or try to do it their own way. Most of the kids on the team, you know, they listen to what me and Coach Morrison try to tell them to fix or to what needs to help them to improve their game. And through the season, they've actually done that. And as you can tell through the games, you know, we've gone from hitting two or three hits a game to, you know, cracking out about 10-15, which is good. And then our defense has been, you know, we've had to move a lot of people around and kind of gotten to a set state right now where kids are in, you know, they're they feel comfortable in their spot, and that's what you need to have. You can't have kids nervous in the field, so it kind of helps with you know, their fielding. So and it, you know, at the same time, you have Garrett on the mound, it kind of helps too, because it takes a lot more pressure off of them, knowing that, you know, they're not going to have very many hits towards them, so they're just going to make one or two, and you know, it'll be a solid game for us.
And once you got into district play, some very tough teams in this district, so you guys definitely are tested going into the postseason.
Right, and that, I think that helped us out a lot. I think our district has improved tremendously. Mumford, Snook, both were very competitive games. Mumford beat us twice in the regular season, but you know, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season, and it kind of helped us out. So getting that last one, and then Iola and Anderson Shiro joining our district kind of put a—I mean, it was a fight to get in the playoffs. And you know, as a baseball, you know, guy, that's something you enjoy. You like to see the competitiveness and seeing your team play good teams and be able to come out with, you know, victories.
And one thing that this season has really kind of thrown a monkey wrench in has been the weather. This has been one of the worst seasons weather-wise for baseball in a long time in this local area. What's it been like kind of trying to play around the other rains that have been pretty much predominant most of the spring?
Oh, it's been a struggle, you know, trying to get practices in before games. You know, it gets kind of, you're sitting in a gym trying to throw and catch with 18 kids, you know, it's hard to do without trying to get somebody hit by a ball. So, you know, the weather's trying to push games back, and we've had to crunch in games at the end of the season to try to get them in. And sometimes it helped us, sometimes it hampered us. But, you know, when Mother Nature calls, you just got to go with it.
All right, and now that you're in the playoffs, you won the playoff opener. What were some of the things that you saw last week that you were very pleased with, that you were excited to see from your ball club?
Just a never give up attitude. You know, we go down 3-0 in the first inning, and from what our defense was showing, it kind of looked like, you know, it could be a struggle for us to get out and to get to the next inning. But I tell the kids every time, you know, you go one inning at a time. You try to win every inning, and if you don't win it, at least push it. You know, where it's 0-0 or 1-1. And towards the end of the game, we kind of finally, you know, after a 2.5-hour drive, you know, your kids, it takes a while for them to wake up. So about 3-4 innings in, you know, they kind of got back into the groove, and we scratched a couple runs, and then it was 3-2 in the bottom seventh, and, you know, clutch hits came in big time for us, and, it was a crazy game.
All right, and now you've got Thorndale coming up on Thursday night, hopefully, weather permitting. What are some of the things you expect to see out of Thorndale?
They're a solid team. You know, they're coached really well. They play good defense. They put the ball in play. You know, they're just fundamentally sound. And now that you're in the playoffs, you know, every team that you play is going to be good. And they're not in the playoffs for no reason. So, you know, we're going to have to always be at our best. And I think we have a good chance, if we play our best ball, that we can come out with the victory.
And this being a one-game playoff, how do you approach that as opposed to, a 2 out of 3?
You know, it's a do-or-die deal. You know, it's one of those that, you know, you got to come to play, and you don't have time for mistakes. You know, and we just got to come ready to do what we've been doing all year, and that's, you know, put the ball in play, play good defense, just play baseball.
All right, and Coach, we know you brought some players with you, and we're going to get to them in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, hear from some of our sponsors, and when we come back, we are going to talk with members of the Burton Panthers as we continue with the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude after this.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Back in the middle of the Burnham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Coming up, second half of the program, Coach Lanny Williams of the Burnham Cubs, and we'll talk about the Cubs playoff run. But right now we're talking about the Burton Panthers in the playoffs. And with us is Coach Robbie Yanowski. And, Coach, you brought some of your players with you. Introduce the guys.
Yeah, I brought four. I got two seniors and two juniors. These are some of the kids that, you know, and close games have, you know, picked up the slack for the underclassmen because, you know, we're starting about five freshmen or first-time players on varsity. So these kids have, you know, helped them and helped me, you know, trying to get, you know, 18 kids hit in the cage in an hour and a half. You know, they've helped with stations and stuff. And I got a senior, Garrett Koneka, who's been the heart of our team with pitching. I can't ask more from him. I tell the kids all the time, he's one in a million. He's one of those kids that you won't ever see on the mound for a 1A school. Then I got another senior, Jaden Eckerman, another one who is a first-time player. I kind of wish he would have played the last 4 years or 3 years, but, you know, sometimes they don't know how fun baseball is until they actually get out there. And then I got junior Dustin Hall. Another kid who's played last year as a starter, good kid. And then I got James Holton. He didn't play, I guess he didn't play last year. And, should have, but, you know, it's one of those things that in a small school, they really don't know if they want to. And then, you know, I think injuries hampered him at the beginning. So, but, you know, with these four kids, it's been a great season for us.
All right, and Garrett, let's start with you. And first of all, thanks for coming tonight.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
All right, and what's been the most fun about this season so far?
Oh, playing with my teammates. I really enjoy that. We have a really good team this year, and I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and what are some of the things that have been the key to the team's success so far this year?
Starting out, just throw strikes, let the defense work. I mean, we'll score a few runs, no errors, we'll win games.
All right, and we were looking at some of the stats, and you're among some of the leaders in the state as far as strikeouts. What's been the key to striking out batters? What have been the pitches that have been working for you this year?
Oh, just getting ahead with my fastball, and then after I get ahead, go back to the changeup, curveball. I mean, high fastball, whatever I need to.
And I would imagine you're pretty confident in your defense as well.
Yes, sir. They're gonna make plays. Just gotta keep the ball down. They're gonna hit ground balls, and we'll make the plays.
All right, and you got through the playoff game, got a little scary there last week. But what did it take to pull it out?
Oh, just getting some hits late. We didn't hit the ball until about the fourth inning. After the first inning, we played solid defense. We got outs when we needed to. When that fourth inning came around, we got to the pitchers, started hitting the ball, and scored a few runs. We ended up winning the game.
All right, and what are going to be some of the things you guys are going to need to do against Thorndale now come Thursday night?
Make plays on defense and hit the ball. We hit the ball, put the ball in play, we'll be all right.
All right, Garrett, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. All right, and next up is Jaden. And Jaden, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, and What's been the most fun so far of the season for you?
Just playing with all the guys and being able to be out there with them. It's my first year playing, so it was something new to me, and I really enjoyed it. Wish I'd have played the last 3 years of my high school career.
And what are some of the things that you feel that you've been able to contribute to the team this year?
Well, I play starting left field right now, and I've been making my plays when I need to and doing whatever I can in practice to get better, and been struggling a little bit at the map hitting, but been working to get better and doing what I need to do to help us win games.
All right, and Coach was talking about how, you know, things are a little different in smaller schools. What's it been like this year going from one sport to the other?
You know, Burton, a lot of kids do it all. I played everything except baseball, and this year I decided I was going to play baseball. And, I mean, just it's fun. You get to do everything and have a shot at everything and get a little experience of everything.
And also, what are some of the things you guys are going to need to do this Thursday night when you guys go up against Thorndale at College Station?
We need to go in there and do our best not to make any errors and put the sticks to work and put the ball in play and let things happen.
All right, Jaden, thanks for joining us, and we will see you Thursday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, and next up is Dustin. And, Dustin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and what's been, same thing I asked the other guys, what's been the most fun so far?
Just growing up with the seniors and stuff, seeing them, and being around the team, it's been a really good.
And what's been the key to the success of the team so far this year? What have been the things that you guys have done really well?
The pitching's been great. I think we're putting the ball in play a lot better this year, or this second half of the year in playoffs. Yeah, that's basically it.
And the win last week, a come-from-behind win like that, how exciting is it to pull out a game like that?
It was awesome. It was really nice.
And, of course, you guys a couple of times this year have come through the last couple of innings to pull it out. What's it like to go into those last couple of innings knowing that you're in all the games?
Yeah, that's good. It's a really good feeling to have.
And what's going to be the key Thursday night when you guys take on Thorndale?
Just putting the ball in play and making plays.
All right, and what's it been like as far as knowing that you know, being in a small school, you're still going to get a lot of community support. In fact, I imagine more people show up for Burton games than a lot of some of the big 6A schools, where only the moms and dads are the ones that show up.
Yes, sir.
What's it like having all that community support?
It's great. It's great being in a small school.
All right. Well, appreciate you joining us, Dustin, and we'll see you on Thursday night. All right. And next up is James. And, James, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to have you here. And what's been the most fun so far this year?
Probably just working with the team, getting a lot better than what we started. And playing with Garrett's been a lot of fun. He's something that you don't have a lot of chances to play with someone like that, so...
All right, and as far as this, as we talked about, this kind of never say die attitude. You guys have pulled out some games in the last couple of innings. What's it been like, you know, going into the final innings, having a shot?
Yeah, I mean, we really shouldn't go in with like that. We should go in trying to get the lead and just trying to work from in front. But even if we do get down, we know we're always got a chance. We can come back and we just. Work and we end up coming back. So,
and what are the things that you guys are going to have to do coming up this week against Thorndale, and if you get by them the next couple of rounds in playoffs to make a nice long run?
We definitely got to put the ball in play, and we just got to let the defense work. We have a defense that can, it's going to make plays, so we just got to make the plays. We can't make errors.
All right. And, James, thanks for being with us. We're going to look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
All right. And, Coach, we've heard from these guys. Tell us about, you know, what it's like being around these guys every day.
You know, sometimes it's a little hectic. You know, sometimes they get on your nerves. Sometimes you just, you know, It's a crazy season.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, I love every one of them. I wouldn't ask for another team. You know, it's a long season, and sometimes, you know, it gets on you. But, you know, they've pulled through a lot of games. You know, they've helped, you know, other kids, and they helped the, you know, helped the school to keep it going for us, for not even just for the playoffs, but to keep, you know, kind of the school spirit going.
Mm-hmm. All right, and actually, you brought five guys, but one of them doesn't want to talk. Who'd you bring tonight?
I brought Nate Alvarez. He's okay. A freshman. He's a sophomore, but it's his first year to play. We try to keep, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of the kids that I help out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought him along just to get the experience. And
right. Well, good to have you here, Nate. Glad you could come. All right. And, we touched on it a couple times with some of the guys and stuff, but, being a smaller school, being a smaller, community, what's it like, when you show up for the games? You know, almost the whole town is just going to be there supporting your team.
It's a huge boost for our team. You know, in football, you know, in Texas, it's a small school deal, and football is one of the main sports. But towards the end of the year, you know, baseball is the king of the sport in the spring. So, you know, when you have that community backing you up, and it kind of helps the kids out with the support and the cheering and everything, and it makes it feel, you know, I guess more like a playoff game every time because you have your team, your community there helping you out, and, you know, it's huge. I love it.
All right. Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you being here tonight. Thanks for bringing the guys, and we look forward to being at the ballpark on Thursday night.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Okay, Coach Robbie Yanowski and members of the Burton Panthers, appreciate you guys being here. And, again, we will see you Thursday night against Thorndale at in Tigerland. A&M wow. Consolidated.
Thank you.
And, again, we will broadcast that for you here on KWHI, and we'll have it for you on KWHI.com live. And then we'll have it in its entirety following Cub Baseball on AM 1280. And Daryl Kiki now will be there to bring all the action here again on KWHI.com. Coming up, news from ABC, local headlines, and then we'll talk Brenham Cub Baseball when we come back here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. It is 6 o'clock. What's up?
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. NFL punishment in Deflategate just announced in the past hour or so. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady suspended for 4 games without pay. 2 equipment handlers held responsible are indefinitely suspended. Brady just last Friday.
We earned and achieved everything that we got this year as a team, and I'm very proud of that, and our fans should be too.
The Patriots are fined $1 million and forfeit a first-round draft pick next year. Gasoline prices just inched up a little over the past weeks as the Energy Department, ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The entire country is seeing the price of regular unleaded rise. All states except California, though, remain under $3 a gallon. California is way beyond that and nearing $4 a gallon. That has some consumer groups here in California calling for lawmakers to investigate the oil companies over alleged price manipulation.
Just announced teaming up to create a dedicated center to focus on finding a cure for HIV/AIDS. The giant pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
The HIV Cure Center will be located on the Chapel Hill campus and is a $20 million investment over 5 years for GSK. Glaxo CEO Sir Andrew Witty cautioned finding a cure will take time.
We are not going to find a cure for HIV by Friday. This is going to take a long time. It's going to require a lot of patience and a high tolerance for disappointments and setbacks.
The collaboration means several researchers will move here from other locations. Patrick Johnson, ABC News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Police say George Zimmerman, the Trayvon Martin shooter, and a man involved with him in a road rage incident last year, both called 911 today. Zimmerman's lawyer says his client was shot at and injured by broken windshield glass in Lake Mary, Florida. No word on any charges. 5 people are dead and possibly 3 more from twisters in Texas and Arkansas. Searchers are going through the splintered wreckage left behind in the rural East Texas town of Van. Many dozens of others are injured, some critically. This is ABC News.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-928-6181 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-928-6181. That's 800-928-6181. Again, 800-928-6181.
More than 1,000 people at the memorial in Hattiesburg, Mississippi for two police officers gunned down over the weekend during a routine traffic stop. ABC's Steve Osunsami's there.
Tonight, the mother of two of the young men accused is expressing her deepest sympathies to police here, saying that both of her sons have a serious drug addiction, yet a painful reminder again that police everywhere put their lives on the line every day.
New charges against this already convicted former NFL star.
A grand jury in Boston returned an indictment charging Aaron Hernandez with witness intimidation linked to a double murder the former Patriots star allegedly committed in 2012. That's when prosecutors said Hernandez shot two men outside a nightclub after one of them spilled a drink on him. 2 months later, prosecutors said Hernandez was in Florida, where he shot Alexander Bradley and left him to die on the side of the road after Bradley made a remark about the killings. Hernandez was convicted earlier this year of murder and is expected to stand trial on the double homicide later this year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Mary Jeanette with KWHI Local News Headlines. The Washington County Commissioners will meet on Tuesday to hear comments from the public regarding the proposed racetrack in the Chapel Hill area. A group of Chapel Hill landowners filed a civil suit in late January seeking a permanent injunction to stop the racetrack from being built, saying it would devalue their property. Because of the expected crowds, the meeting will be held at the Washington County Courthouse Annex at 100 South Park Street at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. A College Station woman was arrested in College Station on a warrant to revoke probation for criminally negligent homicide. 35-year-old Darlene Patricia Graves, who also has a Brenham address, is being held in the Brazos County Jail with no bond set. The case dates back to 2010 when Graves, who was working at a group home in Brenham in the 900 block of Key Street, the police were called out around 7 a.m. to the home in reference to a deceased person. During an investigation, police learned that the victim, who often arose at 4 a.m. to take a bath, had gotten into the tub during that time. Graves did not check on the victim until several hours later and found the victim face down in the bathtub. And the city of Brenham will meet tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. to discuss and canvass the May 9th election results, which resulted in an election of a mayor, one city council member for place 2, and one council member for place 4, each for 4-year terms. Also to be canvassed will be the vote for the 23 proposed amendments to the city of Brenham's Home Rule Charter, all passed. The city council meets on the second floor of City Hall at 200 West Vulcan Street. Your friendly country forecast for today is on and off periods of rain with a high of around 85. And tonight will be variably cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms with a low of 69. This is Mary Jeanette for KWHI, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market,
in Brenham.
It's summertime, so come wet your pants at Splashway Water Park and Campgrounds. Ride the waves in our new Texas-sized wave pool. Challenge yourself on a high-flying zipline tour. Dare to take on our epic thrill slides. Relax on the lazy river or chill out in a private cabana with personal waiters. Take a daycation or make it a vacation in our amazing RV park. Stay the night in a cabin or a brand new cottage. The best family fun in Texas. Splashway Water Park and Campgrounds in Sheridan. Open weekend starting May 16th. Open daily starting May 30th. Check out splashway.com.
Oh, yeah, hanging with the boss, Glory Days, here on KWHI on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, and we are in the middle of Glory Days. The baseball playoffs are here, and I want to thank Coach Robbie Yanowski and members of the Burton Panthers for joining us in the first half of the program. Again, Thursday night, the Panthers will battle Thorndale, one game, winner take all at A&M Consolidated. And you can hear the game beginning with the pregame show at 6:30 on our website, KWHI.com. You can listen to it on our alternate stream. And then you'll be able to hear the game in its entirety following Brenham Cub baseball Thursday night. And Thursday night, the Brenham Cubs will be going at it against their old familiar foes, the Rudder Rangers, as Rudder winners in their opening round playoff. And now with us is Cubs head coach Lanny Williams. And, Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ed. Happy to be here, man.
Yeah, great to have you here. And, of course, as we said, it is the Glory Days. Man, the baseball playoffs, it doesn't get any better than this.
It is, man. What did you say? The sparrows are landing on an island the other day? I don't know what you said. I was, something about sparrows.
The swallows returning to Capistrano. I learned that in public school in a one room schoolhouse that the swallows go to Capistrano Island every spring.
Man, East Texas, I've never heard that. I mean, is that like the whales migrating? Is that be the kind of thing?
Kind of like that, okay. Yeah. It's kind of like the Yankees coming south.
Okay.
For the winter.
I don't get stumped too much, but you stumped me with that one. I'm just going to tell you. I was like really like, I don't know if you speak another language or what you're saying right now. So
just imagine birds, but kind of like, you know, all us Yankees moving here in the winter, right, you know, and then back. Okay. That's what it's like.
I get it now. Let's learn. Yeah. Learn something.
There you go. There's something you can use in the future. Yes. You know, then you can stand up in front of the team, gentlemen, like the Swallows returning to Capistrano. We're back in the playoffs.
If I can never remember that, I will.
Okay. I'll write it down. I'll write it down for you. The playoffs are here, and, of course, another district championship for the Brenham Cubs. And, Coach, talk about this season. What's it been like? It seems like it's been a fun year for the Cubs.
It's been a great year for the Cubs. What's been really working well for us, our pitching has been phenomenal. Dylan Lester and Blake Wellman, Brock Bossy, Ray Richard, Chandler Joswalk, Sam Macri, the guy that done a phenomenal job on the mound for us, keeping the runs down, and our hitting as of late have come along, and the guys have done real well as far as adjusting to some things. We started off the season in pretty much the frozen baseball season in the beginning of the year, and it was absolutely miserable, which really helped our pitchers really get ahead of the game because no one wants to swing the bat when it's 32 degrees outside. When Dylan and Blake can run up there about 88 miles an hour, they're breaking off handles inside, and it's been a lot of fun to watch those guys. But probably the biggest compliment of our team so far this year has been our pitching staff. These guys have been absolutely phenomenal, and very, very just happy to go out there and see them compete and play like they have, pitch like they have.
And one thing that I talked with Coach Yanowski earlier in the first half of the program, same thing with you, Coach, is that the change in the game of baseball, mm-hmm. because, you know, they changed the bats a couple of years ago, and it brought fundamentals back to the game of baseball. Pitching and defense are winning baseball games again.
And they are, man. And we spent a lot of time on that now. I think about a month or so ago, we had the alumni game, and all the guys like Wesley Mangan, Cal Mangan, they all came out. The old guys who were here in 2007, 2006, 2005 in there, and they were taking BP, and they were using the bats that they had then. And, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm thinking, if I could put those bats in, you know, Newman's hands and Sam's hands and Dylan Lester's hands and some of those guys. I mean, we put some good numbers. But so would everybody else. So it has changed the game a lot. But made it more to where it is safer for the pitchers, which I totally understand that, and I get that. But it's made it to where bunting, defense, pitching are going to, you know, you stay sound there. You're going to win a lot of ball games doing that. And I think our guys have done a good job of adjusting to it.
Yeah, it's kind of bringing back the old days of wooden bat baseball.
That's right, and I like it.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's my kind of game.
Right.
The pace of Cub baseball over the years has been a great pace because you see so many games that go 2.5 to 3 hours. Cub baseball, you can count on, we're usually out of the ballpark within 2 hours because of the pace of the game,
right,
because of the pace of our pitchers who basically get the sign and throw
right.
the ball.
And that's what I love about our guys when on the mound. I mean, we pretty much have this 3-foot rule where you don't get off the mound. They pitch and they throw and they get back up there, and then it keeps the defense in the ball game. And I love the fact that our guys are always hustling on and off the field, which makes the game go a lot faster as well, which I really enjoy. I think there was one ball game. I can't remember what game it was. Tombaugh Memorial. It was 1 hour and 5 minutes long. I mean, it was just, I mean, Dylan Lester pitched, and it was just like, I mean, they couldn't even get the meat cooked fast enough out there and, you know, by the tree before the ball game was over. So it was just one of those things where you don't see that happen very often. But when you have a guy like Dylan on the mound and they can throw strikes and get in there and competes and works fast, and Tom O'Moyo had a great pitcher that worked fast, it made for a quick game. We enjoyed it. We enjoy him.
And you guys got into district play and jumped out to a big lead in district early. And I thought that allowed you to do some things and get some players into some games and see some guys.
It allowed us the freedom, honestly. We talked about this at the beginning of the year with the guys. It allowed us the freedom to where if we lost the game, the West Magnolia game, it wasn't going to hurt us. It wasn't going to put us in the thick of a race, you know. And we knew that going in. And once our guys, I think it's the second year in a row we've done that, where we've won the whole first round. We did it last year and did it this year. But it was so easy as a coach to just not get so nervous about a game. And what we told our guys is, like, if you do that, we get ahead of the game, let those guys start beating up on each other. And that's kind of how it came down to. It came down to, I think, four teams, if I'm not mistaken, were tied for second place in the last game of the season. So it was kind of fun to watch. We got back and got our popcorn and just kind of watched it and just like, this is great because it's not us. You know what I mean? There was a good team that had a pretty decent record that didn't make it. You know, pretty decent meaning for a second, third, and fourth place team that didn't make it, all because, you know, we got ahead of everybody and they just started beating each other up. So it's fun to watch.
All right. And, of course, now that you're through district, you're into the playoffs, you opened up with North Forest, and it was an overmatched ball game. But it was kind of nice to have a game like that to kind of kick off the playoffs, a game where you got out to just a huge lead early and you could get everybody in and get some guys some playing time and just kind of just enjoy the game.
And that's kind of been the draw of our district. It was that way this year for every team sport that we had, and it'll be that way again next year as well. As a matter of fact, the guys and us talked about, you know, North Forest today, just the attitude that their players had and their coaches had, and just how thankful they were and how appreciative they were to come in and Brenham and you know, see good baseball and play good baseball against a good team. And I think the guys did a great job. We didn't try to run a score up. I mean, we let everybody play, and it was a fun night for us, a fun night. And then Big Tasty got a chance to go in there and make his appearance as far as the closer of the night. Which, by the way, Ryan Newman just got elected to the Texas High School Coach Association All Star Game, so he'll be doing that Father's Day weekend. So I'm very
all
proud
right.
of him. But he got a chance to go in there and pitch. It was just a fun night for our guys, and Dylan and Blake got some work, and pretty much I think all our starters, I think, went through the lineup 3 times, you know, in 5 innings, so which is really good for us.
So is Ryan your new closer?
He is now. You ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. And he's got quite the motion too.
He does. He actually Ryan. He's a pitcher back in the day. I mean, don't let Ryan fool you. He's been I think for 2 years running just like coach. No, let me do this. Let me have a chance to do this. And after watching Tyler Watts last year, he's like, I know I can do better than that, coach. So, but he got there in 2 strikes, and Sam called him. They had their little plan together where they were all fired up and doing what they're doing. So it was fun to watch, and great for him to have a chance to pitch in the situation.
All right, and also it seems like the last probably 2 weeks of district play and now into the playoffs, some guys that had gotten off to a little bit of a slow start are really catching fire, and it seems like all the guys are starting to really hit now.
And we talked about that today as well. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. And luckily for us, we've kind of, you know, weathered the storm with a couple of guys, and they've done well. We've got a couple of JV guys that we're looking at and also to possibly using as well. But I feel like that our guys have gotten pretty comfortable to play, knowing what it is. Caleb Hill's one of those guys that have definitely been swinging the bat here as of late. Pretty decent. And we got Zach Marshall, who's coming off the JV, swings the bat well, and Cameron Drain and Sam Gatner have done a great job as well. So Zach Barnes has been hot for us too here the past couple of weeks, and so proud of him for just, you know, figuring some things out on his own and just kind of working to get to where his swing needed to be. And if we can get those guys going, the 6 through 9 going, we really got a shot at this, and we know that we do, and that's what it's going to take for us to get to Austin and have a chance to win a state championship.
And you brought a handful of the guys with you. Tell us who you brought with you tonight,
today,
Coach.
I have Zach Barnes. He's with us, second baseman for us this year. Pretty much started all the games except for maybe two or three games at second. Dylan Lester, right-handed pitcher for us, plays third base and pitches as well. And then Sam McAreath, who plays third, catch, pitch, first, pretty much whatever we want. Second base if we needed him to. He could be a coach. I don't know. He could probably drive the bus. You know, Sam's been with us for a while, so and he's got a scholarship program to go to. He's all dressed up real nice today, so very, very proud of him for that too tonight.
So I guess we'll start with Sam.
Let's make him go last, Ed.
You want to make him go last?
I think let's make him sweat a little bit.
You know what? You're the coach. You're the coach, so I'm going to listen to you, Coach. We'll start with Zach. And first of all, thanks for being here tonight, Zach.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. And what's been the best part of the Cubs this year? What's been the most fun about being on this team this year?
Just the team we have. I mean, best friends with all these guys on the team. Gotten real close because – I mean, we've played together since, gosh, we were five, mm-hmm. all but a couple. So probably just a camaraderie right there.
And how important was it for you to come out and have a good season this year? Because I know it was so disappointing last year to miss most of the season.
It was. But, you know, I'm just trying to help my team, whatever I can do, just being hot.
And what's been the thing that has been the key to this ball club this year?
Our pitching, of course, like Coach Williams said, is just phenomenal this year. And then also, I think we don't really have selfish people on this team. Like, you need somebody to get a bunt down, they'll do it. Ryan Newman bunted. So.
And talk about the defense, because one thing that's impressed me this year is that there have been a couple of errors, but those are the usual errors that happen at every level, where a ball might go through a guy's legs or something, or an overthrow or something. But you guys don't make the dumb errors. It seems like you guys don't make stupid errors out there. Talk about that aspect of the game.
Yes, sir. That comes mostly from practice. I mean, every week we have a ground ball scrimmage, and gets pissed if you don't hit a ground ball. But
say that.
But that really helps us with our defense and situational stuff. And
all right. And what are some of the things you guys are going to have to do against Rudder to move on to the next round?
I think we're going to have to hit well because they have a good pitching staff at Rudder.
All right, and you know those guys pretty well.
Yes, sir.
All right. Zach, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Dylan Lester. And Dylan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, sir.
All right. Great to have you here. And if you could just tell us what's been the best part of the season so far?
I think just getting a chance to go out every day with the guys and have some fun playing baseball, just doing like we used to do all the time when we were little. And it's probably the best part about it.
And Coach and everybody around the area is talking about the pitching. What's it like being part of a staff with you and Blake and Brock and Rain and Sam and Jacob and guys like that that can just step in at any time and just get guys out?
Well, it kind of gives you a sense of confidence which you should always have as a pitcher, but knowing that if you don't have your best stuff one night, you got guys behind you that can get the job done. And it also pushes you to basically pitch as best you can because you know those guys can also come in at any point.
And talk about the hitting aspect, because you're hitting fourth in the lineup, right in the middle of the heart of the lineup. Talk about the offense. The offense seems to be really coming around now.
Yes, sir. Well, everybody's starting to come around, and it's nice to be a part of that, but we all know our roles, we all know our jobs, and we all know what we need to do to win a ball game, and that's scoring runs. And we all come together pretty well, and we get our jobs done. Sam does a real good job of getting on, and so does Jaquaid. Jaquaid is an amazing leadoff hitter. And Ryan, of course, is always swinging the bat. The bottom of our lineup is finally coming around like we've always expected, and everybody's doing a real good job.
And now, as you guys go into the playoffs, you've got a 2 out of 3 coming up with Rutter. What's going to be the key with that series?
I think just playing good baseball, just outscoring them, having good pitching, having good defense. I mean, making errorless baseball and playing a good game. It's that simple.
All right. Dylan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And next up is Sam. And don't you look pretty with the tie and everything, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to keep my style up. It's kind of a normal thing, but...
You
just
look
trying
like
to look good. I mean, I was looking forward
like
to this all day.
Out, you look like a big leaguer out on the road, man.
Oh, I really don't know what to say. Just flattery, man.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this season, because you've been kind of a renaissance man. You've been behind the plate. You've been on the mound. You've been at first. You've been at third. Do you know from one night to the next where you're going to be when you go to the ballpark?
You know, Ed, I'm a baseball player. When it all said and done, I'm a baseball player. So, you know, wherever Coach Williams wants to put me, I'm going to be in the lineup. So, you know, I just learned to adapt to different positions. And, you know, my freshman year, I learned to play a lot of different positions. So, honestly, become comfortable with it. Just, you know, wherever he says, puts me that day, I'm ready to go. So,
all right. And, of course, the season has been a success so far. But what's it gonna take for it to be considered a success under your standards?
I really just, the word that I'm looking, that I think for as our team is finish. You know, we've gone off to a great start. We're right where we want to be. I really just need to finish off this year. You know, kind of going back to last year, we got into a situation where we had a chance to go to Austin and we really just didn't finish the deal. And this year, I really think we have a good chance of doing that with our pitching, with the way we score runs and generate runs. And, you know, as y'all were talking about defense earlier, for me, this is the best defensive team I've been a part of my 4 years here at Brenham. I mean, we might not make the, you know, the MVP, the web gem play, but we will make all the solid routine plays, and then we will throw a couple of those web gems in, and usually it's in times when we need them. So, you know, I really just think we need to finish off the rest of the season, and I think we have a good shot at doing that.
And one thing that, of course, we're in the era of cybermetrics, but the number that I look at with this team is, while the batting average might not be as high as some of the great teams in the past, this is one of the best on-base percentages I've ever seen at a Cub baseball team.
Yes, sir.
Talk about just getting on base and making things happen.
Yes, sir. This team's gotten on base really well this year, and, you know, our average might not be where we, you know, the typical average is as a team, but if you look at that on-base percentage, I mean, how do you score runs? You get on base, hit, air, walk. We have really good patience as a plate, as a whole team. I really feel like we all have great approaches. I really don't, you know, maybe at the beginning of the season, we were kind of swinging at pitches that we weren't supposed to, but I really feel like we take the pitchers deep into counts and we really make them, we're really a tough out 1 through 9, I believe, which is why we're kind of separated from the other teams, because you can't just relax once you get past our 5 or 6 hole guys. So, you know, getting on base and scoring those runs, you know, like I said earlier, generating runs any way we can. I mean, with the pitching we have, it doesn't matter who scores, who gets the hits. Like Dylan was talking about, the unselfishness of our team this year, that is really one of our key traits that I think that is going to help us finish off this year.
All right. And, of course, earlier in the season, you had, I believe, in 3 games, you had 2 grand slams.
Yeah.
You came up one night with the bases loaded. You got a 2-run single, and you heard the whole crowd just kind of go, oh. Like,
I mean,
oh, come
it can
on.
Be, I guess it was expected, because people around town have, you know, been just wearing me out about, you know, just I need another Grand Slam. I'm like, well, you know, less than 2 weeks. I mean, it shocked myself, much less other, you know, whenever I get up there with the bases loaded and, you know, the one in Tomball, the game before I'd been up with the bases loaded against Magnolia and I dribbled one back to the pitcher and that was still in my mind just whenever I got up there. But to try to prove myself wrong, you know, prove my team that I can be the guy that can knock in the runs for us when we need it. And luckily, you know, it was a 3-2 count, and I connected. And, you know, those things, I'm not going to say it's a fluke, but it was – I put good swings on the ball in the right situations, but just really try to stay consistent whenever I'm up there. And, you know, I mean, that's a good point that you alluded to, but I just try to knock in the runs whenever the bases are loaded. So.
All right. Well, Sam, we appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you Thursday and Friday.
Oh, can't wait.
Taking Saturday off. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Yes, sir. Get those two games in.
All right. And, Coach, again, as we said, this team has gotten it done with pitching defense and guys getting on base. Who needs a three-run homer when you're striking out people and moving guys around and scoring runs?
I agree. And Sam alluded to that just a second ago. Such a clever word, a flamboyant word that Sam just used. He alluded to that very point, Ed. So, But yeah, you know, these guys are, I mean, they're phenomenal, man. They do a great job. They are fun to be around. They're fun to coach. They understand what the team concept is about. Every last one of these guys right here, these three guys have a story, and just where they understand how teamwork works. And I think for us to go as far as we can, like Sam said, to finish this thing strong, it's going to take that. This past year, this season, we went to Magnolia and Dylan Pish, and, I thought Dylan was pitching fine, pitching okay, and I just went just after the ball game, I went to him and just we ended up losing the ball game. I think 5-6 in that ball game, and they hit Dylan pretty hard, and I go after the ball game, and so I go talk to him in the dugout, and I don't know if Dylan remembers this, but it made such an impact on me when I said, hey, you know, what was the deal? You know, what was going on? Was there something you're not feeling good about? I was calling pitches or something like this, coach. I just didn't have it tonight, you know, and so you know he didn't make any excuses. He didn't say, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. He just says, I didn't hit my spots, I didn't have tonight, that's it. And it's a game of baseball, Ed. I mean, that's just the game, not trying to make an excuse about it. And we've had guys before saying, you know, that well, this right here was going on, that was going on. But I loved that thought that Dylan has. And you're looking at, you know, right now, and I haven't told the team this, but all three of these guys right here were first-team all-district baseball players for us this year. And so proud of them for that too, but you know they earned it, they deserved it, and they worked their butts off to get there, and I'm pretty happy with that. But that's just the kind of guys they are.
All right, well, Coach, we appreciate y'all being here tonight. We've got to head on out to the high school because they're going to be handing out some big bucks.
Sam is still here.
Sam's still here, so you might want to allude to there, yes, and get yourself some spending cash for your college days. Coach, it's always
Thank
a pleasure.
You,
appreciate
it.
Look forward to seeing you guys Thursday and Friday, and hopefully we won't have to stick
Saturday,
around for
man.
Saturday.
Get to the prom and go have fun.
There you go. All right. We want to thank Coach Robbie Yanowski and the Burton Panthers for showing up for the first half of the program tonight as well. That will do it for the Brenham Sports Line. Up next, we've got the Brenham Academic Awards program coming up. Craig Montana's there, and we'll be going out there in just a moment here on KWHI. Again, if you missed any of the Sports Line, you can hear the whole show by logging on to our website, kwhi.com. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line.